Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Friday, June 12th. Today I want to ask you the question, what level of confidence do you expect to have before you go for your big goals in life? I have a lot of people coming to me for advice. They have goals that they're shooting for, and they're looking for strategies, distinctions, sometimes validation that they have what it takes to go for their goals. What they're looking for is a certain level of confidence to really go for it. And that varies from person to person. So my question is, what are the indicators? How do you know that now is the right time for you to go for your goals? Is it when you get enough people tell you that you're good enough? Sometimes that you're just so sick and tired of not going for your goals, the pain of sitting around, that might be an indicator, right? It's a mindset, right? Confidence is a mindset. When I go back and forth with emails, and again, keep on sending me those emails. I love helping you out, giving you whatever advice that I have, some clarity, some perspective, some objectivity to help you reach your goals in life. You know, when we go back and forth offering them strategies, I'm asking them questions, they're coming back with answers. What's normally stopping the person from really going for their goals is a mindset. It's their thinking patterns. And part of that is having enough confidence. Sometimes it's not the strategies, all right? What I want you to think about is, do you expect to have a very high level of confidence before you start on that journey and really put your head down, put your hopes and dreams, your time, your energy and effort to reach your goals? If we were to put a number on it, I have everybody, because words don't really have any meanings. What's work hard, I'm very passionate, those are just words, right? What I do when I talk to people is I do my best to have them quantify it. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 means I work really hard, I'm supremely confident, I'm very passionate, that would be a 10 to, you know, I'm struggling, 4 or 5. And that's just a number that they come up with, but it really gives me an idea of their mindset. So when it comes to having the confidence that you need to reach your goals, if we were to put a number on it, right, and there's no magic formula for this 1 to 10, so if you're looking, well, how do I measure that? What's the formula? There is no formula, right? If you, in your body, in your mind, do you need to have a level 10? Does that confidence level need to be that high before you go for your goals? And then how do you come up with that? Is it, again, that you have a certain amount of certifications? Is it because enough people tell you that you're good enough, right? You need to think about that. What level of confidence do you need before you move forward? I just want to share this with you. If you expect to have a very high level of confidence, a scale from 1 to 10, before you get going on this journey, then you need to understand that the people you admire who are really going for their goals in life and they seem so supremely confident, they're not at a level 10. I would suggest to you that on a scale from 1 to 10, if you are about a 7 or higher in your level of confidence, that's the right time to put your head down and get to work, right? You can always have more certifications, more knowledge. You can have more people tell you that you're good enough, right? But you're usually waiting too long if you expect to have that level 10 confidence before you move forward. If you've never been to point B, from that's that goal that you want to achieve, you want to become that person, do those type of things, and you're at point A, if you've never been to point B, you're really not going to know what it takes. Expecting level 10 confidence is unrealistic. And if you do wait until you feel that level 10 confidence, the chances are great you should have started on that journey a long time ago, right? When I get up every morning at 3 o'clock to create this video for you, I'm not supremely confident that I'll have something valuable to share. You know, I've done it enough times. This is my 12th video in a row. I mean, I have a certain level of confidence, but it's not a 10. that I can step up and deliver day in and day out. But I don't expect that from myself. And here's the thing is when you push yourself, and sometimes when you don't feel as confident, you use more of your mental and emotional and physical powers. You tax yourself more. You put more pressure on yourself to use all your talents and abilities to the fullest. Sometimes being in that 7 or 8 level of confidence is the right combination, it's the right formula for you to get the most out of yourself. All right? So don't expect a level 10 confidence before you go for your goals. You probably waited way too long if that ever even happens. 7. Good 7 in your body and your mind is what I found is the perfect level for me and the perfect time to go forward. And again, this could be with your goals on the job, when you take it to the next level. It could be in the gym, when you're deciding whether or not to go up the rack and more weight, try a different exercise. It could be, I don't know, if you really push it and you want to do a physique contest, right? Don't wait till a 10. It could be, you know, meeting that special someone, right? Approaching a girl. You know, don't wait until you have that level 10. You're probably putting way too much pressure on yourself. And if you really think about it in the past, those things that you've accomplished in the past, you didn't have a level 10 before you started. Now, you might look back and say, I did really well. Wow, of course I did that. Yeah, we can all do that after we accomplish the goal. But if you think back when you first got going, the chances are great you didn't have that level of confidence. And it was that pressure that you put on yourself that made you step up to use your talents to the fullest. Here's another couple things I want you to remember is that don't be afraid of that uncomfortable feeling, that level of stress that can I do it? And don't be afraid to lose a few nights sleep wondering if you have what it takes to reach this goal because you feel so uncomfortable. You're only at a level 7 or 8 or so. I'm telling you, I have a lot of guys, they push back from that level of stress. They push back and thinking that's an indicator that this is not the right time if they're feeling that way. I'm telling you, you got to get used to that feeling. That's when you become your most creative. That's when you're more willing to push yourself to get more information, get more help, read another article, work one more hour late into the evening is when you feel that stress. So welcome that stress again. Those are some tips on when is the right time and what's the right level of confidence to reach your goals. All right. Hey, thanks for all the emails. These new series of videos and emails have really stimulated a conversation between you and me. Continue that. I appreciate your emails. And as those of you who are sending the emails, you're getting a response back within a day or so. I'm doing everything I can to help you. So if you've been thinking about sending me that email to help you with a challenge, this is the time. Go ahead and send that email. Hey, guys, one thing that I'm really trying to do through these videos, through my emails, is let you know that I understand the challenges that you're going through. I understand the journey and its challenges, and I've gone through them. I continue to go through them as I go for higher and higher levels, right? It doesn't matter what I've achieved in the past. If I haven't accomplished something that I set my sights on, I'm not going to have that 10 level of confidence. So I have to really think about these challenges and this mindset that I share with you. And I want you to know that. And I want you to know that in life you have your ups and your downs and your all arounds. Keep on keeping on. I don't care how many years you've been going at this. I don't care if you look at your life and think that you should be having it together a long time ago. Just remember, keep on pushing forward. Keep visiting my emails. Keep on visiting my videos. Move forward. And remember, it's not too late to be great. Have a great day.